Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service, and I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, so let me ask you, is Jonathan Leidinger there?
Is what?
Is
I didn't understand you. I'm sorry.
All right, so I'm actually calling from Georgia Opinion Survey.
No, I understood that. I just didn't understand the question you asked.
I apologize, sir. Are you Jonathan Leitner?
No, I'm not Jennifer, no.
Jonathan, sorry.
Well, my last name is Leitner, yes, but I don't know what you said first.
Jonathan?
No. No, right, that's my grandson.
Oh, got it. But, sir, can you help me out with a quick survey? I'm not going to take a lot of time on this.
Well, I'll try.
All right. So let me ask you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. Got it. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Got it. And what is your age?
74.
74. Got it. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Oh, probably progressive. I try and change with the times.
Understood. Now, let me ask you, thinking about the direction in the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very disappointed.
Very dissatisfied?
Yes.
Understood.
Not at all. I think it's going downhill. I think it'll take 50 years to get back to like it was before this idiot became president.
Got it. Now, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say that they want the president and Congress more focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you and to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 it is somewhat important, and 0 it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
So let me ask you, addressing immigration and border security, how you feel about that from 0 to 10?
How do I feel? What do you mean? I don't understand how I feel about it. I think it's too damn lax.
I mean, do you consider that it's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
Very important, yes.
Got it. And what about combating climate change and protecting the environment?
Extremely important.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Well, that is... Yeah, it's very important, but it ain't going to happen.
Got it. And legalizing marijuana?
Absolutely against it.
Not important at all?
What's that?
The one that says legalizing marijuana. Not important at all, somewhat important, most important.
That's not important. I think they ought to make it illegal again.
And got it. And what about addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine?
I think Trump was doing a good job. This guy here ruined it.
Got it. So go ahead. Sorry.
I'd be about a 6, I guess.
Got it. All right. And we are on the 33% completion of that. Thank you very much for helping me out with this. Trust me that I've been having a lot of, struggle getting some service, so thank you so much for taking the time to help me out with this.
Well, so, I don't mind giving you my opinion. Of course, it don't mean a whole hell of a lot, but
All right. And thank you so much for sharing that with me. I really appreciate it. So let me ask you, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Greatly. Absolutely disapprove. Period. From day one.
Understood. Now, I would like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. And depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. So what about the American Medical Association? How do you feel about that? From 0 to 100?
About 85.
85? Got it. And what about Donald Trump?
100%, absolutely four.
And what about Republicans in Congress?
Well, see, I don't vote for any for a party. I vote for an individual that I think is going to do the best. I don't just vote because they're for with a party.
Got it.
I don't know how you'd rate that. But
right.
That's the way I was taught. Even if you don't like the person, if you think they're going to do a good job for the country, well, that's who you vote for.
So if you do not feel particularly warm or cold, then it should be like 50? It's going to be in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Much. Got it. And what about the tobacco industry?
Well, they've been around since... I mean, hell, there's nothing wrong with it, I don't think. Why? What do you want to... I mean, what's the question?
The question is how you feel, if you are very warm and favorable towards that, if it is 100. If not, if you feel like very cold or unfavorable, it means a 50. And
if you do
not feel like particular very warm or cold, it could be a 0.
About a 70.
70. Okay. And what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. I don't know how that he was accused of child molesting before he ever run for president, and how he got. I wonder how much that cost him. I hate the man. I hated him before he even become president, and I don't like him. I like him less now. Zero.
Zero.
Absolute zero.
Understood. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use...
Okay.
Are you okay, sir?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine.
Okay. So
I just swallowed. I was drinking a cup of coffee, and I swallowed it too fast.
Oh okay. So let me ask you, in regards of authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes, about that, from 0 to 10, do you think that is not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
Well, it depends. It depends on how you look at it. If they took all these damn chemicals out of cigarettes and sold them like they did back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s,
mm-hmm.
where it was just straight tobacco, period, I think that'd be great.
So this is something that they should be focused on the most, very much.
Yeah, but not on the new improve where they add chemicals and all this. Every chemical they add to the smoke is worse. I guess about 5, I guess. I don't know.
Somewhat important, then.
Yeah.
Understood. And what about restricting fatty foods, and sugary beverages?
Restricting what now?
Fatty foods and sugary beverages.
I didn't... What is that, a soft drink or what?
Yeah, like if, as an example, if the Food and Drug Administration should be focused more on restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages, like if it is important, most important, somewhat important, or not important at all, to restricting those foods.
Well, I think they got more. I think it's not important at all. I think they've got more important things to do than worry about what's in a soft drink.
Got it. And what about regulating marijuana?
I think it ought to be illegal, unless it's medically necessary.
Got it. So it's not important at all, or is somewhat important?
Well, it depends on how you look. Very important if you're against it. If you're not against it, it should be, you don't want it regulated. I think it ought to be against the law, except from a doctor.
Got it. So it's somewhat important depending on the point of view, pretty much.
Correct.
Understood. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Oh, I don't know. I don't smoke cigarettes, so that'd be kind of up to the individual, I guess. Five, I guess, or 50 or whatever we are at here, halfway.
So we have strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Got it. And do you
now
support?
See, now I don't understand why they can't. When you turn 18,
mm-hmm.
you have to go to the service if you get drafted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you buy a pack of cigarettes or a bottle of beer? I mean, they ask you to go risk your life and get shot at. But you can't have a beer, buy a pack of cigarettes. That's stupid to me.
Got it. And thank you for sharing that to me. So, you know, in that way I can learn a little bit more in regards of that part. Sir, let me ask you, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Well, that's the way it is. I mean, they might as well keep it that way.
Mm-hmm. So you
strongly agree with,
yes.
I guess.
So somewhat support, strongly support?
Yeah, strongly support that, I guess.
Got it. We are moving on to a 55% completion on this. Thank you so much for your time and your help. Trust me, it's really appreciated on my side. So let me ask you, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Well, now run that by me one more time.
Sure. Regardless of where you stand of these bans in regards of cigarettes and all of that, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
If they ban cigarettes?
Yeah.
Well, I think that they ought not worry about cigarettes. They ought to worry about this damn polluted air everybody has to breathe. That's what would do the trick. Cigarettes ain't going to hurt it none.
So do you consider that it's not much more harm?
No, it's not. The cigarette smoke isn't harmful any more than the damn air that you breathe.
Got it. So on that statement, you will say that it's somewhat more benefit, let's say, or somewhat more harm.
No, it's not non-harmful, in my opinion. My opinion.
Got it. Yeah. And it is above your opinion, so that's why I'm taking all the notes on that. Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Least important of all.
Got it. And when it comes to the tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus in efforts on? The first one? prohibition an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit. And the second one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. On those statements, which do you feel it's better to approach for the government to focus its efforts on?
Number one.
Got it. We are just running a lot with this. We are about to end up the service. Thank you very much, sir. So now I would like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other regional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Let me ask you, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
If they burn banned cigarettes, it's going to happen. That's all there is to it. But
got
as
it.
Far as what do I think right now, present today, that should the government should let stuff like that be. Keep it as it is.
So let's say that you are somewhat concerned about that topic, though.
Only if they ban cigarettes.
Got it. And what about the regulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. Got it. And immediate loss of over $500 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not very concerned?
What was this $500 billion? Where did that come from?
The
government?
$45 billion in tax revenue across the country.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
So you say it's very concerned, somewhat concerned?
No, I'm not very concerned about that. I think it ought to be left alone as is.
All right. So it's not very concerned, right?
Not very concerned. What is that? About what?
About
deregulation
the,
or no, regulation?
No, the immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue.
From what? The sale of cigarettes?
Pretty much across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco.
No, plans. They need to keep that Medicaid and Medicare. They need to keep that. Whatever they're doing seems to be working pretty good.
So pretty much you feel very concerned about that, right?
Yeah, if they're thinking about quitting it.
Understood.
I think it ought to be left alone.
All right. Got it.
Because I don't understand
yeah.
how you... See, people can take a question you ask me, and whether I... Yes, no, or you can use it any way you want.
Yeah,
but,
it really
go ahead.
Point of view. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now I am going to read to you some statements that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. So please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. So for the first statement that says, the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes, and cigarettes come from the things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavor, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer and doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than ban and criminalization. On this statement, do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree, sir?
With the statement, does the statement mean they want to ban it or they want to keep it?
Pretty much the state, the statement says that although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer. It doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense.
Right. No, no, I don't agree with that at all.
Not agree at all. Got it. Now let's move on to the next one. Today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addiction. This ban will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. On that statement, do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. And the next one, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It is one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it is a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. On this one, do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly agree. Government ought to keep its fingers out of personal choice.
Got it. So sometimes, you know, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No. I don't agree with that at all.
So
if they want to do it, do it.
Strongly oppose. Or somewhat oppose.
Well, okay, read that. If that goes by me again now, is the government trying to get rid of nicotine and all that other stuff? Is that what that means?
That means that if you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes.
Oh, no, they ought to keep their fingers out of it. I disagree with that.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose of that?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose government intervention, yeah.
Okay, got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtual non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? On that one, do you feel strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Where they sell cigarettes but with no nicotine. Is that what it means?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Got it. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
The ban on nicotine now we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ban on nicotine doesn't make any difference. I agree with, I don't understand what you're asking me.
So pretty much,
cigarettes didn't have nicotine, yeah, I don't know why it should make any difference who bought them. No.
So if they are banning...
There used to be...
Mm-hmm. Huh? Go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Thank you. So banning these products, specifically the cigarettes, for adults,
no ban on cigarettes. No, absolutely not.
So it's not going to bring much more benefit, pretty much.
Well, it ain't going to benefit the community any. It ain't going to hurt the community. If you want to smoke, you smoke. If you don't, you don't. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Understood. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Well, see, now they got that worded in a whole bunch. the ban on tobacco products. What does that mean? That they want to get rid of all cigarettes?
As an example, how you, in terms of, you know, your vote, would you vote for a candidate as a federal office who supports this type of bans on tobacco, meaning that they just don't want to prohibit and remove the tobacco products for adults? Or
no, that's absolutely wrong.
Got it. So it doesn't have any impact on the on your vote if that person is approving those type of federal laws, let's say.
No, I wouldn't vote for him if he's going to ban cigarettes and tobacco products. That's stupid. It's been around since there's been tobacco, and it's going to be around till the end of time.
Got it. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, cigars?
What products?
Cigars?
No, I quit smoking 10 years ago.
What about liquor or spirits?
About what?
Liquor or spirits?
Oh, yeah, I think that there's nothing wrong with a drink of wine, whiskey, or beer. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all, as long as you don't overdo.
Got it. And what about pipe tobacco? Have you used this in the past 30 days?
Well, I know a lot of people that like to smoke a pipe, and that's all they smoke is a pipe. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah. And what about you? Have you used this product, the pipe tobacco, in the last 30 days?
No. I don't smoke pipes. I smoke cigars.
Got it. And what about soda pop?
Hey, I'm one of these weird folks, believe it or not, as old as I am, even when I was a teenager running around and growing up, I never much cared for soda. There were just two or three kinds that I liked once in a while. I liked A&W root beer, and I liked one that don't exist anymore. It was called Hires root beer. And but as far as the rest of them go, I don't have any opinion on them. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with them.
Got it. And have you used this product, the soda pop, in the last 30 days?
No, not once.
Got it. And what about e-cigarettes or e-vapor products? Have you used
no,
this?
No, I think they ought to. I think they ought to ban the vapes completely. They're worse than cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Understood. And in the last 30 days, have you used coffee?
Coffee? Yeah, I drink coffee every day. I have since I was 6 years old.
And you're drinking one right now, so yeah. got it. And what about smokeless tobacco, such as a dip or a chew? Have you used that product in the last 30 days?
No.
All right. And what about oral nicotine pouches?
A what now?
Oral nicotine pouches. Or the oral nicotine. Have you used that product in the last 30 days?
Makeup?
Oral nicotine. Like the nicotine that you put in your mouth and you're still like smashing a bit?
Like liquor? Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm asking if you are have you used oral nicotine in the past 30 days?
Oh, no, never. Never in my life.
Got it. And cigarettes? Have you used those in the past 30 days?
Not for 10 years. When they went over $3 a pack, I quit.
Got it. And what about heat-not-burn tobacco products?
Yeah, I smoke cigars every day.
Understood. Sir, we are 91% completion on the survey. We're just a few questions to end up this. So thank you so much for all of your answers. So let me ask you, and switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last years of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of college.
Understood. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced. Live alone.
Got it. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Understood. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation is? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income. I live strictly on Social Security, and you can barely get by on it.
Got it. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Understood. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I don't know what that is.
Very much with the community about lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender, and all of that. Do you identify as a member of that community?
I don't know what you're trying to ask me here. Do I identify with who?
With a member of the gay community, very much, just to make it simple.
Oh, the gay community? Is that what
yeah.
you're asking me?
Yeah.
No, I don't know any of them. Don't know any. I
you
did years ago, but they all moved away.
Oh, got it. And you don't identify as a member of that group, correct?
No.
Understood. All right, sir. Thank you so much for all your help and your time with this. We just ended up our service, so I really appreciate all your patience and your help with this. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for your patience. It's not that I kept asking you, but you have a heavy accent and I have trouble understanding.
Yeah,
and that's why I kept pestering you. I mean, I hope you wasn't upset.
No, 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 not at all, sir. Thank you very much for your time. Trust me, it really helped me a lot. So thank
okay.
you for your time, mate.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.